Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Yurches. Arachin Yurches, we are on Yud Zayin Amabez. We will be starting with Elameata, which is six lines up from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amabez. But just two ha'aris from yesterday. And that is number one, I ended it with Yerucham Fishel Prolau, who noted that Rev Sadigon counts Arachin all as one mitzvah. One big mitzvah. Erech Nefesh Ha'adam Kefi Shanav. That's it. Kefi Shanav, based on the years, based on doesn't no separate mitzvah for an ani, for an ashir, it's all the same. The question is, why does he count? Ask Rav Yochum Fishel, why does he count the karbonos of an ani and an ashir separately? If ani and an ashir always goes separate, is counted separately, so there should be parallelism, and therefore, why by arachin is it all counted as one? Mashenkin bar karbonos. So he says it must be amnam nired de lo dami. It must be that it is not comparable. Why dehasam be carbon olav yored carbono shekol echad veechad katzuv laatzmo? By an olav yored, or by even a carbon mitzora, each carbon is stated separately in the Torah. This is a carbon for an ani. This is a carbon for an ashir. There are specific amounts. De ba'ashiris ubedalus ubedali dalus kol echad mevi carbon achil lagamrei. Every single person, depending on their bracket, it brings a different carbon. The carbon shen is chayiv bozeh, lo is chayiv zeh. And an ani was mechuyiv in one carbon. He wasn't mechuyiv in the asher carbon. It's all a different shame carbon. That's what you have by carbonos of an ani and an asher. Mashenkin ba'arachin. But by arachin, what do you have? You have values of each person. And the mitzvah achazi, it's one mitzvah. Sheshove bakol l'shalem kefi ha'erech hakatzah b'torah. I have to pay the erech. But you know what? There's a kula. If I can't pay it, I'm allowed to pay less because of hesegyad. But is that another mechayiv? That's not another mechayiv. It's not another a new type of chiyuv to the Beis HaMikdash. No, it's the same mechayiv with a kula, with an allowance that, you know, what can you do? El degoli lan kroashim lo isiga yado litein ha'erech hakatzuv yitein kechol asher tasek yado. You can give whatever you can. Afilu b'pachos mizeh, rak lo pachos mishekel. There's not less than a shekel. Im kein, ein kan erech acher klal. There are 45 erechs, depending on how much a person owes, how much he can pay. That's impossible. There's no erech hakatzuv. El de erech hakatzuv. Lofi hashonim einu el lechadchila b'tefshalo. Alva kashalo isiga yado kol kach. No sein kefi asagas yado v'yotzi b'kach. Hilkach ein lano b'zeh ele mitzvah achas. That's why there is only one mitzvah. Okay, that is the chiluk that Rav Sadigon has, according to Rav Yochum Fishel Prolau, an important yesod, which Beis Hashem will get back to in a couple of minutes when he has another application of this chiddush on today's daf. Number one. Number two, I just wanted to mention an interesting lishitaso that the Meshech Chachma brings up in Perek Hey Pasuk Yud Aleph in Vayikra. He quotes the Torah's Kohanim. Torah's Kohanim. It's related to, or he's going to relate it to the Mishnah, the Shita that we had yesterday in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Shita said, Ani v'he'eshir v'chazer v'he'ani. That's what we're in now. We're in the Rabbi Yehuda Shita who says if there was an ani, and then he became an ashir, then he became an ani, back an ani, he pays an erech of an ashir. Pays an erech of an ashir. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, if he's an ani now, he's stuck. He owes whatever he cannot pay right now. And then we got into his source with who, which we'll get back to soon. But there's a Torah's Kohanim. Torah's Kohanim says in Vayikra, obviously, because it is Vayikra, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Rabbi Yehuda says, precious is the Mitzvah B'Shaita in its time. So where do we know that from? So the Torah's Kohanim brings two sources, not the source that Shas Bavli brings. Shas Bavli brings the source of you could be maktir the chalavim of a carbon board on Shabbos, even though you could do a motzi Shabbos, because chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Right, so that's the Bavli's makar. But here's two other sources. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Shemiyad shehu mevi asiris ha'efa ve'in mamtinen lo ad sheya'ashir v'yavi kispa o si'ira. Rabbi Yehuda says, by our case, when it comes to a carbon where you have a sliding scale on onion and ashir, you bring the carbon right away. You don't wait, oh, maybe the guy's going to win the lottery. Maybe he's going to get out of his tough times, and he'll be able to bring a carbon ashir. No, right now, he's an ani, so you don't have to wait, so just bring it. That's Rabbi Yehuda's makar, that it comes from a carbon ani and a carbon ashir. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, shemiyad ba'arachin, hu mevi sela. Rabbi Eliezer says a different marker of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, don't wait by arachin. So why does each one of them not quote the other shita? One quotes by karbanis, ani and ashir, and one quotes by arachin. So first of all, this might relate to what we just spoke about. Are there different mechayvim or one mechayiv? My relative Rav Chaim Perl has Chiddush. So I'm not sure if he quotes that in his big piece. But that's number one. Number two, then he says, though, Rabbi Yehuda lo rata lavi raya my arachin. Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to bring a raya from arachin. Why? That you should wait. Because what's going to happen? Maybe you'll wait till he gets money, and then by the time you get around to it, he'll lose the money again. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso says in our Mishnah, you're going to have to pay the ashir, and then he'll have an unfulfilled neder. You don't want to run into problems. Im kein chashat haTorah shema ya'ashir v'ye'ani. Ye'ashir v'ye'ani terem nesinas ha'erech v'shuv lo yuchal ha'kayim nidro. So that's Rabbi Yehuda in the Torah's Kohanim, and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, he says works, they work together. And that's why he says the other makar of karbanos, ashir and ani, and not the makar from arachin. Okay? That is related to yesterday, and now we continue. So we are up to six lines up from the bottom. Ella. What did we just say? The makar for Reb Yehuda was the word who. Who means he only pays the ani if he is an ani mitchiloso vatsofo. Vimachu, if he's a mach, who means chiloso vatsofo. So he said, aye, what about when it comes to karbanos of a mitzora? We don't have that halacha. So we said, no, there's a specific makar that says we go by the karbanos. Which karban is koveas? That was the machlokas tanaim. Do you go after the yasham, or the chatas, or the shtei siparim? Okay, two different shitas, but we said that's based on a separate gzeras hakasif. So now we ask again, another context. Elameata, six lines up from the bottom, v'hu aid, if he is an aid, v'hu aid. And he has to testify. Ad, so we also say that means an aid has a chiv to give edus, and he comes to give edus only if he is kosher throughout, from the beginning, from the moment he sees the testimony, sees the event, all the way until after he testifies. The chitei mehachanami. And if you want to say here too, it means it's true. You have to be a kosher throughout, but that's not true. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa. Let's say I know Edus for somebody. Ruvain knows Edus for somebody, and then he marries the guy's daughter. So he becomes his son-in-law. So he no longer could testify on his behalf. Or he saw a testimony when he was a pikech, when he was mentally stable, and then he lost his mind a little bit. Pasuach v'nistama, or he was able to see, and then he became blind. Shafui v'nishtata, hare zeh pasul. In all these cases, by the time he's going to testify, he is not able to testify. And therefore, I'm sorry, he saw the event, but right now he can't testify, so there's nothing to talk about. Aval, says the Braisa, Haya yodelo edus ad shelo nasa chasano, v'nasa chasano, v'yachagach meisabito. What if he's good, bad, good? If he's not related, then he gets married to the son-in-law, and then the daughter dies, so he's not related anymore. Meisabito. Or, pikeach v'nischarish v'chazer v'nispakeach. Or, he was a pikeach, and then he was a scharich, and then he came back to his senses. Or pasuach v'nistama v'archak v'spateach, he got his sight back. Shafui v'nishtateh v'chazar v'nishtafeh, if he was shafui v'das, and then he became a shoter, then he got his mind back kosher. In all these cases, as long as at shas re'iyah and at shas hagada, he is a kosher witness, it's good enough. And Zeakla, we summarize it, kol shetchiloso v'sofo v'kasher is kosher. As long as at the beginning and the end were v'kasher is kosher. Question mark. So it's a kasha on the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda said the word vehu means throughout. He's got the status. But here it says vehu aid, which should mean he's kosher throughout. And we say, no, he doesn't have to be kosher throughout. As long as he's kosher, mitchilas aviat sofo. That's the question. Let's continue and then we'll make some comments. Answers the Gemara, shiny hasam. No, there too is different. Special din. Da amar kra, o ra'a im lo yagid. The Loshonos in the Torah, at the end of Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, O Ra'ah, if he saw Im Lo Yagid, if he doesn't tell over. So the verbs used are Re'iyah and Haggadah. So Bere'iyah v'Haggadah Tala Rachmana Milsa. The Torah was Mtola, made dependent, the kashrus of an aid, by the two moments of Re'iyah and Haggadah v'Ha'ika. And you have them here. So that overrides the makar of vihu. So the Gemara says, v'ela vihu lamali. So what is vihu teaching me? If vihu isn't teaching me, they have to be kosher throughout. What is it teaching me? So answers the Gemara, kidetanya, look kidetanya, for the following, ra'a siya shabanei adam omdin. If somebody sees a whole group of people standing, v'edav b'neihem, and his edim are amongst them. This is talking about, you see, Shavuos Lamed Hei, the context is Shavuos Ha'edus. That's the context in Parshas Vayikra also. If somebody knows testimony for me, and I tell them to come, and they swear that they don't know testimony for me, or I am Mashbia them, and they basically, I say, do you swear to me? And they answer, they give me the okay. So in either of those cases, and they end up having lied, so that's the card, they have to bring a carbon Shavuos Ha'edus. Right, they have to bring a carbon, they're chayiv, because they have to, and they could have caused me a financial loss. They could have gotten me a financial gain by testifying, and they caused me a financial loss by not testifying. So if I see my edim in a group, v'amar, and I say to the group, mashbi ani aleichem im yodim atem li edus shetavo v'tiiduni. I make you all swear, if you know testimony for me, you gotta come. So yachol yichayav, and you might think they're chayav a carbon shvos edus. In that case, tamalomar vihu ed. V'harei lo yichad edav. No, you gotta be miyachid edim. You have to single out witnesses. And here he did it. He just said it to the whole group. So that's not Shavuos Ha'edus. That's not the Parsha. But if he said, Yochel afilu amar, call me, any one of you that knows, not specifically the whole group, but any one of you that knows, thank you, tamalomar, you might think that also is pater, tamalomar v'hu eid, v'hari yichid edav. No, there, it says vehu, so he was miyached. He does. He said, any one of you that knows. So that's the vehu, what that is teaching me. Right? This is yichud edim, which is a separate topic in the positive that the Gemara in Kedusha talks about being miyached edim by a wedding. Does one have to or not? The Gemara says maker edim, one does not have to. Anyway, that's not for now. Let's talk about edus for a little bit. First, the specific context here. And that is, it says that if somebody knew, saw something, and then they married a daughter, they married someone, and they were going to testify on their father-in-law's behalf. So, once the daughter dies, so then they can now testify again, because they're no longer related. So, the Rishonim in Baba Basra, there where this comes up, and the Achronim also, or Balchanan in Baba Basra discuss, aren't you related to your wife's relatives even after? No, you have no relation anymore? We know that there is one arayus, only one. There's one arayus that changes after death, and that's Achos Isha, right? Every other relative remains. But Achos Isha, if a man marries a woman and she dies, so then he can marry her sister. Achos Isha, that's the only one that changes after arayus. So we discussed in Mitzvah Shir why that is. But Esra B'chanan here, so Makshin, Di'i Neima, De'la Achar Misa, this is Tafchaf in Baba Basra. Do you name it Lachar Misa? Lo Pak a She'erus, ye Pasel Gam Lachar Misasa. Doesn't the concept of She'er continue even Lachar Misa? Besides for Achos Isha, right? Mother-in-law and others, all their relatives, all the Yisurim still kick in. So why here? All of a sudden, it says the She'er doesn't exist. It does. The Yishlomar, he says, yeah, it She'er does exist. But that's not the reason for the psul edus by Isha. The Yesh Lomar, Daha bechol duchti eino pasul rak lekrovav, vilo lekrove krovav. Usually you're only related to a relative and not to relatives' relatives. Isha's different. Why? Ishto shiny to ishto kagufo. Because ishto kagufo, so you basically skip a step. Not only are you pasul edus to your wife, but to your wife's relatives. Usually, if I have a relative, I'm only puzzled to my relative, not my relative's relatives. But a wife is different because a wife becomes me. Ishto kugufo. Zehu, but that extra stage only. Vizeo dafka bechayim. Avalachar misa lo amrinon ishto kugufo. Balachar misa, we don't say ishto kugufo. And therefore, even though a wife's relatives might be stronger, b'chayim, they might be less strong, la'achar misa, because they were only a function of the ishto kagufo. So he continues and works it out, the details, that's an important, at least the yesod, that Rabbi Chanan tells us, that it might be stronger and weaker when it comes to a wife. Number one. Number two, we're talking about the iser of Shavuos Ha'edus, the carbon of Shavuos Ha'edus. What's the marker for giving edus? That I have a chiyuv hagadah? So the Sefer HaChinuch has the mitzvah in Parshas Vayikra. In that mitzvah that we were just talking about, a mitzvah Kuf Chav Beis, the Chinuch counts, mitzvahs edus, lahagiro edus b'fnei ha-dayanim b'chol mashin neido eyu, to tell over edus in front of dayanim everything that they know, bein shen eschayev b'edus misa o mamon hamuad alav. Osh, the mitzvah applies to all. The carbon might apply in only specific cases, but the mitzvah edus applies to everything. Oshayiyah hatzalaso b'mamon o b'nafsho, or I could save somebody. B'chol inyan, chova aleinu lahagiro edus l'fnei ha-bezdin, yevachiyah. There's a chilek between mamonis and nefashis. By mamonis, only have a chiyuv to come if there's somebody, if the baldover is toveya me, and between nefashis, I have to come no matter what. They talked about the details. Mishashia mitzvah, she yesh b'mitzvah zuto, elas gadol, b'nei adam, etzorach l'harachlam. I don't have to explain to you. Society needs to function based on people coming forward if they need to testify on somebody's behalf. That is the mitzvah, chiyuv, according to the chinuch. If you look in the Ramban in Kuntras Dina de Garmi, this we mentioned before in our Garmi Shir Be'ian that we had a couple of months ago. The Ramban has a separate Kuntras, as we mentioned, 20 pages on Garmi, after usually printed after Maseches Makos. So there he talks about the Gemara in Baba Kama, which says, discusses all of those that are Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim. And one of the ones on the list are Hayodea Eidus L'Chaveiro V'Einu Me'elo. So Gemara says, what do you mean? That's a chiyuv d'oraisa. That's a shuas carbon edus. So what do you mean that's only a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim? See, the Gemara answers, maybe it's talking about a case where there's only one aid. It's only one aid, and therefore he's not going to be able to get the person the financial benefit anyway. Gemara continues exactly what the case is. And then the Ramban has an important line. V'taima demilsa, sha'af hu eino chayiv lahaylo, ela midin gemilus chasadim, shechiv etorah lahaid. That's the Ramban's formulation. Chiyuv Eidus is a function of Gemilas Chesed. V'im lo ratza l'kayim osa mitzvah, ein min adin l'chayv o mamon. There's no chiyuv. That's very different than being mazik somebody, even more directly. Masha Enkin, he says, the case b'nisiyash men of lo gadro. Let's say I have a field, and my karam goes onto your field, this kilay karam, and I don't do anything. That's more of a chiyuv. T'kima shu chayiv, chiyuv mamon, since you chayiv ligdor, v'lo gadro, v'nisiyash chayiv, shari maziko, b'yeish v'kvanav hema osrim, v'hu gori ma iser. Avo mi she'ena rotze l'ha'id patur. She'ena lov chiyuv mamon, ela mi dera kimilos chasadim, v'im ena rotze l'tshroch ulahatzilo, laze, eno chayiv. L'mazet dome, what does he compare it to? L'misharoa kiso shel chaveiro oved ve'eno matzilo. I see my friend's wallet being washed away. I see him losing money and I don't save him. O misha'ena rotza litein pruta mishalo la'ani. She'en bezem mechayven oso baga. Okay, I violated. L'samon al damreyacha. But am I chayiv to pay him for it? No, I'm a bad guy. But I'm not chayiv to pay him. So the chayiv is from gemilus chesed. Afkan ein bezdu machayiv nosol l'shalim yibeso shalochiv to torah b'kach el kishar mitzvah sizu ve'ena v'din mamon. That is the lashon of the chinuch in kuntras of the Ramban and kuntras dina de garmi. So you have the chinuch in kuf chavbeis, you have the Ramban and dina de garmi, and one other. The Rav Saratskin in Azayim LaTorah, there in Vayikra, asks, fine, it's a mitzvah, let's say according to the chinuch, but why isn't it formulated with a lashon sivui? Testify. Im lo yagid v'nasavuno. Sounds like the Torah is being very soft in the chiyuv of testimony, even if you want to say it's an obligation. But tzarech biur, lama lo gazra Torah kol yodei edus l'chaveir shemuchiv la'almo. V'lam bo'abba azhara ba'akifin. Im lo yagid. V'chein lo sana b'reach eid shaker. Avol ein sibi b'meisharen lo ha'id. Don't testify falsely. Just say chayiv to give edus. V'yesh lomar says lasnayim la'Torah. She'yor da Torah lo sov daito shel adam. The Torah knows the psychology of people. Ad kama kasha elav lehisarev al rivlo lo. People don't want to get involved in other people's issues. L'hoid l'tovas ho'echor l'ras ha'sheni shemin astam yir defenu be'ed zeh ba'ad zeh v'achshash hazeh onomosim b'divrei chazal. He says, what, I'm going to testify on behalf of Reuben against Shimon? What? What am I getting involved for? Shimon's going to hate me. So people naturally aren't going to want to get involved. Interesting. On the other hand, we find sources like, people always want to know what's going on. I want to be involved in everything. But he says, you have testimony, going to court on somebody's behalf. That's not easy. Shema nitva ilay, maybe this guy is a strong man. Ukadei lazarez es ha'ed, lahaid nitna Torah rishus l'toveya lashbiyo so. The Torah allows the toveya to be mashbiya the aid in order to make him come. That if he knows edus, he's allowed to. But because the aid is nimsa bena patish vahastan, between a rock and a hard place. V'oilo im yomar, v'oilo im lo yom, v'oilo im yomar, v'oilo im lo yomar, v'gam en lo shum anah me'avono. L'fichach itil Torah b'tshuvaso. V'afilo amazin, nischarpelot, not only does it not formulate it as a chiyuv, it gives you a chance to bring a karbon. This is one of the only karbonos that are brought even b'mezid. Even b'mezid you can bring this karbon. V'imdalu miskaper, and you're able to, it's an olav yored. It's a karbon, it's an olav yored. See, a lot of kulas by this iser, because the Torah understands that it's hard for a person to do it and to get involved. Okay, that's regarding the chiyuv of edus. We continue now. Says the two gemara, two dots. Remember the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah had a case of, by karbanos, you don't say that. You go by what a person is when they bring the karbanos. Period. Then the end of the Mishnah said, even if a person's father dies and leaves him a fortune, still he's judged as an ani. So they asked the Gemara, why is that? Aviv meis v'niach lo ribo asheru. Then he's an asher. What do you mean? He left him 10,000? So why should he be called an anani? Amar Rabbi Avo, ema meiniach lo ribo. No, it means that the father is still alive. It means he is the future Yarshin. Meiniach lo riba, but the father is still alive. That's why the kid's considered poor. So pshita is also obvious. If he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. So the Gemara says, kishahaya aviv goseis. The chiddush is when the father is a goseis. Mao de tema rov goseis in lamisa, kamash balan. You might say that rov goseis in lamisa, and therefore, what? And therefore, he's not considered poor anymore. You could already foresee that this fortune is going to be his. Kamash Malan, even if the father's a goseis, still we don't estimate him as any more than what he has right now. And he's an ani. That is the Gemara that we have according to Rashi. That's what the Gemara seems to say according to our Girsa. There is a challenging Girsa that Tosas quotes from Rashi that we don't have. Tosas and Lotzricha quotes, seems to have, like, these last few lines of the Mishnah are not a separate statement like Rashi said on the Mishnah, but they're connected to the line of Avo B'Karbanos Eino Kein. They're connected to that line, and therefore Tosfos says that this line is only talking about Karbanos, but by Arachin, we would wait if he is a Goseis. We would wait. Avo B'Tosfos and Lo, Avo B'Arachin, B'Dasa Kohen Tal Yerachmana, V'Chazi Daviv Goseis, Eino Maricho Ad Sheyamis Aviv. That's Tosas has that Rashi, which we don't have. And Tosas says, what are you talking about? You don't wait. You don't have to wait. But what's that Girsa? What's that Shita? There's a Shita out there in the Rishonim that say that if there's a father Goseis and a person makes a is Marach something, you wait. So that's Rav Yochanan Ben Shmuel Prolel. Gets back to his Chiddush that we started today with the Shir. You know why you wait by Arachin, according to that sheet, and not by Karbanos? Because by Karbanos, there are different chiyuvim of a Karban. If a person is chayiv in a Karban ani, that's his chiyuv. It's not a sliding scale within the same Karban. It's different Karbanos. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to wait, because you're chayiv in this Karban, bring this Karban. By Arachin, it's all one chiyuv. It's all one chiyuv. It's not separate mitzvahs. And therefore, if it's one, that's when I could understand, okay, if I could foresee that you might be able to bring a better one, it's all the same chiyuv, so maybe you should wait, because it's all the same chiyuv, which you might be able to fulfill in a better way. So that sheet that fits in nicely, says Rav Yochanan Fishel, according to his Ma'arechus. Okay, Goseis. Let's get to the Mishnah, and then Bezeshe, maybe we'll say something about Goseis. Svinaso bayam uba lo beribuos. Same question. If you have a boat coming with thousands on it, Ashiru, he's an Ashir. It's his boat. Amar Rav Chisda, kishahaisa muhkeres umuskeres biyadacherim. No. The thousands on the boat aren't his. It's his boat, and he collects rental fees for the boat. But the ribuos on the boat are not his. It's the boat's rented out. So somebody else's. The guard says, okay, but like his schirus. At least there's schirus. He's not poor. He gets money for the boat. But he gets schirus. So the Gemara answers, ein mishtalem mesel basof. Now, the sugya in Meseches Kedushin and elsewhere, schirus is only looked at halachically as being paid at the end. So it's not his right now.
But if you own the boat.
But that is, ein mishtalem mesel basof. Ve'atebach le'mishum svina. Right? What about the boat itself? So, forget the thousands. Forget the rental. The boat! He owns the boat!
Hamani Rabbi Eliezer he. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the Tanan, as we're going to have Ezra next week in the Mishnah, how much do we leave over that the person is allowed to keep when we estimate how much he could pay? So you leave him his bare necessities. So what's included in bare necessities? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you always leave an artisan the tools of his trade. Im haya iker, nosin lo tzimdo. If he is an iker, if he works in agriculture, so nosin lo tzimdo, you leave him his semed bakar. Vachamar, nosin lo chamaro. A donkey worker, you leave him his donkey. So here too, if he's, this is all his possessions, then this boat is not called, you know, his riches. This is not liquid assets, right? This is just what he uses. This is what he makes his money on. So therefore, that wouldn't count in his riches. Period. Okay, I guess we'll continue and then we'll see at the end if we have time for Goses. If not, I can listen to the Parsha here a couple years ago. We spoke about the Mitzrayim, about being Gosesin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu having the process of Makas Bechoros, this week's Parsha and last week's Parsha, related from starting from Chatzos going to up till the morning. So we'll see if we have time. Mas Nisan. But first we go to the next Mishnah. Hashanah B'Nidar Ketzad. Remember, the Mishnah started off with four statements, and we're talking about the Parak started off yesterday with four statements. And we're going to the second one. We already spoke about the first one. Hesegad Benoder. Next. Vashanim Benidar Ketzad. The Shanim go by the one who was Nidar. Or Ne'erach. Yelet She'erach Zakein. Notin Erach Zakein. Here it doesn't mean Yelet as a little boy. Right? It means a Yelet. Meaning somebody under 20. Was Ma'erach a Zakein? So you have to give Erach of a Zakein. V'Zakein She'erach is a Yelet. Notin Erach Yelet. You always go by the one who was evaluated. Ha'arachin Benerach Ketzad. What about the next line? Arachin go by the ne'erach. Ish she'erich ha'isha, nosin erach isha. V'isha she'erich ha'ish, nosin erach ish. You always go by the one that was evaluated. The ha'erech bizman ha'erech. Ketzad, what does that mean? He'ericha pachos b'ben chamish v'nasa yeser al-ben chamish. Pachos b'ben esrim v'nasa yeser al-ben esrim. Nosin bizman ha'erech. If he changes ages between the time of the erech and the time of the nesina, you go by the time of the erech. Fine. Period. Tana Rabbanon, Atahik Shesa Domim La Arachin, Margolis Likalim, Velidon Bichvodo. What does that mean? The Brisa says, you, Hekshesa, you compared Domim and Arachin in two contexts. Margolis Likalim, what does that mean? That's a quote from later on, where we say if somebody has a pearl, that a Margolit, that is worth a certain amount here, but if I will go to the big city, I'd be able to get more money for it. Or maybe in a month from now it's going to be the Zman HaShuk. You don't have to wait. Ein makom, ein lahektish el shaito. Right, where the hektish goes by. Rashi quotes the Lashon Iris from later on. Ein lahektish el makom of a shaito. And therefore, whatever it's worth here and now, that's what you go by. So that applies to both Erechin, Arachin, and Damim. And Velido, Mechvodo, that we had earlier. If somebody wants to give a certain value of a limb of theirs to the Beis HaMikdash, so if it's a limb, Shana Shama Tluyabo, so then you say it's as if you gave the whole person, so that's called Lido Mechvodo. So, because it's compared in those cases, so Yochol Nakish Arachin Ladomim, Sheyitin Kishas Nesina, so you might think also that you compare Arachin to Domim, that also by Arachin you go by Shas Nesina, not just like Domim goes by Shas Nesina. If I say Dmei, this person, Alai, that for sure goes by Shas Nesina, so to by Arachin, you might think that time alone, Mark Erekacha Yakum, in a note in Elabiz Kizman, Bizman ha'erech. You only go by what it was worth, what the person was worth, Bizman ha'erech, excuse me, and therefore, you do not compare it to Damim in that case. Period. Why is it a Davar Pashit that by Damim you would go by Shas Nesina? The Gemara doesn't explain why. The Gemara says, you might think, just like by Damim, so to by Erech Kamash Malon. So Rashi says, Pshita, without explaining it. Rashi says, why? He has one line. He says, because after all, if he comes in Nisan and the promise was 6 months ago, how are you supposed to know? That's Rashi's Svara. It says Tosfos. What kind of Svara is that? What do you mean, how are you supposed to know? What if you know? You figure it out. Okay, if you don't know, you don't know. So you can't do it. But is that a fundamental a svara to say, oh, how are you supposed to know? So it says, no, it's a gzeres hakasav. Must be a gzeres hakasav somewhere. That dumim goes by shas nesina. That's Tosfos. My svara is who's there? Lama lama, dumma yishlan alo, masha yishana, yosem yakshav. The Re says, there must be some mucker out there. What it is, Tosa doesn't say. But there must be some mucker out there. The Sfasem is here, tries to defend Rashi a little bit, trying to figure out exactly what Rashi's Svara is. Vayanir is the Zea Din Mi Svara. Kshomer, Demei Alai, Demei Ploni Alai. Velo Katz of Zman, maybe we're Omid his Das, that he meant to give it Bashas Nasina. Exactly what Rashi says, but that Sfasem tries to help Rashi out. Okay, either way, that is the Gemara assumes that Dumb goes by Shas Nasina. Mishnah. Masisan. Yom Shloshim Kilamata Hemena. What if the day that a person turns 30? So that, the day that a child gets to be 30 days old, because Arachin starts with 30 days. So Yom Shloshim Kilamata Hemena, so if you're Marech a child when he's day 30, so it's nothing. Shnas Chamesh Vishnas Esrim Kilamata Mehem. Also, 5 and 20, year 5 and year 20 is goes by the lower. Shnei Amar, as it says, Ve'im mi ben shishim shana v'mala, from 60 and up. Hari ono lemeidem b'kulon mishnas shishim. So you learn all of them from this pasuk of 60. Mashnas shishim kilamata himena, just like shashishim is kilamata, because the Torah has to go out of its way to say, 60 goes by ulamala. Mashma, that you, without that word ulamala, we would have treated it as lamata. So too, just like Shnas Shishim is Kilamata Hemena, just like Shnas Shishim, what does Shnas Shishim mean? Shnas Shishim means during when a person, in the 60th year, when they are 59, after their 59th birthday, so then they go by the lower, that's their 60th year. Av Shnas Chamesh, also when the child is 4, Vishnas Estrim, and when the person is 19, the 20th year Kilamata Himena. All those goes by the lower. That's how Rashi understands it. So the Gemara, so we learn it all from the 60. So the Gemara says, hey, is that really true? Im asa shnas shishim kilamata mimena lahachmir. Nasa shnas chamish as esrim kilamata mimena lahakel. Saying that you're younger by shishim, that's lachumra. But saying by you're younger by 5 and 20, that's lakula. So are we sure that we go straight across? So Tamalomar, yes, Shana Shana Lagzira Shave. Tzikzera Shave, Mashana Hamura Bishas Shishim Kilamata, Afshana Hamura Bishas Chamesh, Bishas Esrim, Kilamata Mimenu, Bin Lahaka Bin Lahachmir. Tzikzera Shave, just compare it, it doesn't matter. Lahaka Lulahachmir. Good. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Ashiyu Yisero Salashonim, Chodesh Viomechad. We'll see what his source is. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you don't change until you have 31, basically. A month and a day into the following category. Until that point, you go by Lamata. Good. Says the Gemara, Mufne, it must be this Gzeira Shava between 5 and 20 and 60 are open. It's an open Gzeira Shava where the words are totally extra. De'i lo Mufne, because if it's not Mufne, ik lamifra, ki debarchinon. We could have asked, as we did in the Mishnah. So Shana Shana, Yisei Riksivi. It must be, the words Shana are totally extra, so it's the strongest type of Gzeira Shava. You can't ask any kashas on it. Lema Masnisan de loka Rebbe. Let's assume that our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Because Rebbe says that whenever you have a number, that number goes with everything included in that number, the number is included in what was under it. Ditanya, as the Brisa says. Right, because according to Rebbe, you don't need even without the pasuk of Ad Esrim, we would know it's Kilamata Me Esrim. The fact that we need the pasuk tells me, not like Rebbe, that we wouldn't have said Kilamata Maestrim. So Titania, Miyom Arisha Vayom Ashvi, it says Yamad Ev Chamitz, from day 1 to day 7, Yach Arisha Velo Rishon Bechlal, Shvi Yivlo Shvi Bechlal, I may think 1 to 7 really means 2 through 6. I might have thought that, Tosa says, what kind of Havamina? What kind of Havamina? So Tosa says in the bottom, no, maybe the Havamina would have been only the Isser Kares is only 2 to 6. You have other Pesukim, I say it Beferish. So maybe the Chiv Kares, which is in this pasuk, would have only applied from 2 to 6. But you might have thought only 2 to 6. Ke'inyin shenemar mei rosho v'ad raglav. Just like rosho v'ad raglav, it says rosho v'lo rosho bechlal, raglav v'lo raglav bechlal. As we will see the source in a minute. But the pasuk says, by mitzora, we know the halacha is, if a person gets saras over his entire body, he's tahar. Right? Parcha, parcha, bakula. But that's excluding the feet and the head. He says, entire body excluding the feet and the head, because that's not counted. So seeing Mirosho Baraglav, it's not included. So too, from 1 to 7, maybe they're excluded. Tamalomar ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim lachodesh ba'erev. No, there's another passage that says, through 21, 21st of Nisan, and therefore, you know, that pasuk tells me extra that it is included. So Rebbe Omer, Eino Tzarech. Rebbe says, no. Rishon v'rishon b'chlal, shvi v'shvi b'chlal. Whenever a number is mentioned, it is included in the principle. It's ad v'ad b'chlau. That's Rebbe Shita. And therefore, you would know it even without that extra pasuk, that 1 and 7 really means 1 through 7. 1 through 7 means 1 through 7. And therefore, we suggest that maybe our Mishnah is against Rebbe. Because our Mishnah, when it says 20 or 5, you need the Gzeira Shava to teach me that 20 is included in ad esrim. Or 5 is included in ad chami, ben chodesh ad chamesh. What do you mean? According to Rebbe, you don't need a pasuk. You know that naturally. So Gemara says, no. Afilu tema Rebbe. Even Rebbe would say here, our Mishnah, you would need a makar. But why? Because according to Rebbe, shkuli mishkuli kra, you have two psukim here that tell me opposite things. Michdi, ksev mi ben chodesh va'ad ben chameshanim. It says month through to five. Su mi ben chamesh lamali. So you have another one that says from 5 to 20. So where are you supposed to include it? It says it in both of them. So Hilkach ishtak lilahu. Therefore, they're equal. You don't know what to do, so you're stuck. That's why you need another makar. But our Mishnah could even fit in according to Rebbe. Period. Amar Mar, where's the source for Matsora? Once we brought it up, Amar Mar, Rosha v'lo Rosha b'chlau, Ragla v'lo Ragla b'chlau minolan. How do you know that when a Matsora has sarats all over his body, he is tahar, even without the head and the feet? Either because the simanim of saras of the head is different than the rest of the body, and therefore it must be it's a different category. When it comes to saras, here you need white hairs, here you need other color hairs, black hairs. Or, physically, the kohen has to see everything. So on the feet, he can't see everything. Rashi says he can't see between the toes. Other Rishonim say you can't see the bottom of the feet. The head, if you're looking at somebody's head, you can't see his whole head. So therefore, says that must be excluded from this halacha of having his whole body covered in saras. Interesting formulation, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, in Hilchos Tuma Saras, he quotes day number one. But his lashon is, Kol haroi latame binega habaheres ma'ake v'sahofech kulo lavan. Anything that's matame, true normal nega baheres, that's ma'akev, the heter of kulo lavan. V'chol she'ena roi latame binega baheres eno ma'akev. And therefore the head has different rules. It's not matame with nega baheres. And that's why it's not included in the hafach kulo lavan. Okay. According to the first day, hadi no raglav. Maybe because once the Torah says me Rosh Avad Raglov, and we say Rosh, we know Rosh, so probably Raglov is included. Right, because Regal doesn't have any separate halachas. Viter. Rebbelezer Omer Ashiyu, Yiseiros Al Hashanim Chodesh V'Yomechad. Rebbelezer says it's got to be a month and a day more to switch the categories. So Tanya Rebbelezer Omer, Nemrakan Lamala, Nemrak Lahalon Chodesh V'Mala. It says here Lamala, and it says, where's here? Here by Arachin, it also says by the age of the Levim, Chodesh Vamala, Mala Halan Mibin Chodesh V'Yomechad, Afkan Chodesh V'Yomechad. Just like there, it's a month and a day, so too, here it's a month and a day. Says the Gemara, 1 second. There, the category is a month. It's not like you're going a month extra. V'yema kihasam, ahasam, chadyoma, avhakam chadyoma. There, you count the Levim from a month up. So it's only one extra day. It's not like you're adding on a month. Here, we're saying it's 5, it's 20. So why would you have to add an extra month? You'd have to add on an extra day. That would be parallel. So Gemara says, Im King, Zer Shava Mayahani. No. So I would know you have to count from the following day. The Zer Shava has to be telling me something. So it must be telling me you have to add on the extra month. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Shana Ha'amura B'Kachim. The year that it says by Kachim. For example, it says it has to be right in the first year of an animal. That's the right Rashi quotes. Kvasim b'nei shana. Shana ha'amur b'bati arechoma. The year that is mentioned by bati arechoma. If somebody sells a house, bati arechoma, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be goelit after a year. You have 1 year to be goelit, and after that year, nothing. You can't be goelit. Shtei shanim shebistei achuza. 2 years for a stei achuza. You're not allowed to redeem your field within the first 2 years that you sell your stei achuza. It's the opposite. V'shei shanim sheba eved ivri. And the 6 years that an eved ivri is sold for. V'chein sheba ben v'sheba bas. And also by a boy and a girl. We don't know what that means yet. Kulan me esleis. All of those don't go by the calendaric year. They go by their own personal year. 6 years from the moment that an eved is sold as an eved ivri. 6 years from the moment that you sell, or 2 years from the moment that you sell your sadeh. Right? It all goes me esleis. Good. So now, what are the sources for all of this? Shana Hamur Bakacha Minolan Amar of Achabar Yaakov Amarkra Keves Ben Shinaso. Shinaso Shelo Velo Shel Minyan Ha'olam. Right, you go by his years, the animal's years, and not by the calendaric years. Shana Hamur Bate Arechoma. How do you know that you have a year, the year from when you sold it? Dichsiv. Ad Tom Shnas Mem Karo. Till the end of the sale. Mem Karo Shelo Velo Shana Leminyan Olam. You don't go by the calendaric year. Beautiful discussion in the Ksos. In the Ksos in Simin Nun Hei. Based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that, we're going to have it later on, that it used to be, in the olden days, that the buyers of the houses in the Arechoma, the last couple of days they used to go on vacation. So that the sellers couldn't find them, and then it will be after a year, and I'll say, ah, okay, I guess I get to keep it. They used to do this, so they made a takana, Rebbe made a takana, that the sellers could deposit the money in Beis Din. And that's good enough. And therefore, so that's the, that was the rule, so they can't hide out anymore. So the question is, what do you learn from that Mishnah? The Ksos had a machlokas with the Aguda, one of the Rishonim, that's the sugi of Ones Besof Hazman. Right, the guy waited to the last 3 days to buy it back. Maybe it's his fault. Right, do you say Ones Besof Hazman is called Ones or not called Ones? Let's say somebody waits for the last 5 minutes to daven, and then all of a sudden, in the last 5 minutes, something comes up and I can't daven. So is that called Ones, or is that called Pshia? Is that called Shogeg? That's an important sugi of Ones Besof Hazman that's related to this halacha of Bati Arechoma. It's going to come up later in the Masechta. Good. Shtei Shanim Shebistei Achuza, 2 years of the Seachuza, Dechziv, B'mispa Shnei, Tevuos Yimkarlach. In the years of two, Tevuos, and we darshin, Pamim Shanim Ochel Shalosh Tevuos, B'shtei Shanim. No matter how many harvests come up, it's Shnei, you go by 2 years. So you see, harvest goes by the personal field. Sheisha be'evet ivri, dechziv, sheisha nim yavod, 6 years he should work, uva shviyis, in his 7th year, zimnin de shviyis nami yavod. So we darshan it a little bit, we put a comma in the wrong place, sheisha nim yavod, the pasuk says, uva shviyis yetze, but instead we say, uva shviyis comma. So sometimes he even works in the 7th year. So if his 6 years might be in 7 calendaric years. So that's how you could, interpret the pasuk. Uva sheba ben vesheba bas, kula me'es leis. And also, the ben and the bas, they all are me'es leis. Lomai helchaza, what is that talking about? What ben and bas? So, amar rev, lomai helchaza, amar rev gidol, amar rav, la machlokas, la arachin. So Rav says it's referring to arachin. You go by ben and bas in terms of the ages. In terms of the ages that they are for arachin, figuring out what their value is. Right? You go by shnos of their birth. Rabbi Yosef, amar, lepirkin, the Yosef Dofen. No, Rabbi Yosef, you go by what's being discussed in our parak of Yosef Dofen. This conversation happened in Maseches Nida as well. So Yosi Dofen is a parak in Maseches Nida, which discusses the concept of mufle samach le'ish, about making nedarim when you're 12 years old and when you're 11 years old. So that's what Rabbi Yosef said is referring to. To what we're talking about in our parak, in parak Yosi Dofen. Amalei Abayler of Yosef, mi palgisu, is this a machlokas here? About Ben and Bas? Amalei lo, he says, no. Anar mechada, v'hu ar mechada. No, we each agree to each other. We just each said a different nafgamina. It also makes sense to say that they agree. Because if you say that they do argue, the one who says la'arachin, meaning Rav. Rav does not say that by Yosei Dofen. He does not say that by Mufla Samach La'ish. Rav says we're running the whole parak of Yosei Dofen. You go Meis La'ish. You see, Rav agrees to that. So therefore, you know that he holds... The halacha is like by the other halacha as well. So why didn't he say it? If they both agree l'maisa, why didn't Rav say what Rav Yosef said? Dum yidahanach, because in the Braisa he just wanted to give examples of all things that are explicit in the Torah. Ma hanach, just like the other ones, steachuza, eved ivri, all the other ones, diksiva are explicit. Afanach diksiva, these are also beferish, and that's why he listed them, and he did not list the Yosi Dofen ones. The idach, and what about Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef has it on the list. Isak adaitach diksiva, if the only ones, right? If you're only going by the ones that are kasiv, so hi sheba ben v'sheba ba. If it's true what you said, you only wanted to have ones that are written, and therefore you say sheba ben v'sheba bas means arachin, but that's not the words that should have been used. Hi sheba ben v'sheba bas sheba zocher v'sheba nekeva mi boile. It should have said zocher nekeva. Ben and bas sound like we're talking about kids, so that's why I said what I said. It has to do with mufla samach la'ish. Period. I'm not going to finish the parak because there's a few lines, few beautiful ideas to talk about. The next four lines are totally separate. Rashi says, it's talking about a separate din, why the ages of Arachin are separate. Just one har I also wanted to mention back on the previous Amud. And that is an important Rashi. Just talking about the years of figuring out, going by ages, going by calendaric years. There's a Rashi that points out that Bnei Yisrael were counted twice. They were counted twice. They were counted in Tishrei after they went out, and they were counted by the Binyan of Mishkan, and they were counted in the following year, 7 months later. And they were exactly the same number of men between 20 and 60. So Rashi points out, that's pretty amazing. Nobody died. Nobody went from 90 to 20. That's Rashi in Parshas Kisisa. Rashi says, Perek Lamed Pasuk Tezayin. He says, it all works out each time to be 603,550. Right, they both had to be the same. So Rashi quotes there. He proves that they were different minyanim, and then he says, "Ve'im tomar v'chi efshar shebishneim hayu Yisrael shavim sheish mios elef u'shloshes alafim v'chamesh mios v'chamishim shrei bekesef pekudim eida ne'markein u'b'chumish pekudim ma'po ne'markein v'yukol pekudim sheish mios elef u'shloshes alafim v'chamesh mios v'chamishim v'lo b'shnei shanim hayu v'i efshar shelo hayu b'shas minyan harishon b'nei yud tes shana shelo nimnu u'b'shniyanas u'b'nei chaf." There must have been people who turned 20. Tshuva l'davar, says Rashi, let me explain. How is it? They were 7 months apart. Eitzel shnos anashim b'shana achas nimnu. Regarding, it was within a year of people's birth. A people's birth, it wasn't whatever they were counted on in Tishrei, they didn't have a complete year till they were counted again. And therefore, mitzad their personal counting, they were allowed to stay the same number. You're right, they passed a Nisan. So regarding passing a Nisan, everybody went up a year. But regarding their own personal, you're right, people might have had birthdays in between, but that we're not choshesh for that. We're just choshesh that the same year that they were counted then, they didn't have a me'es le'es from that day that they were counted, and therefore it could remain the same. Lefisha b'tzias b'tzayim monim minisan v'chulu and avashnosu anashim minuyin l'minishnosu olam hamaschila mitishrei nimsa shnei aminyanim b'shana achas. You go by Tishrei for the years of people, and therefore Rosh Tishrei is you go by Aleph Tishrei, and this was after Tishrei. Haminyan Arishon Hayav Tishrei L'Achar Yom Kippurim Shenisvada Makom Yisrael. So right, you don't gain a year until Rosh Hashanah. Right, in Rosh Hashanah you don't get a year. So anybody who's worried about their birthdays, just wait till Rosh Hashanah. Okay, anyway, right, because Adam Arishon, his birthday is Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I guess we have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue and finish up the parak tomorrow. Parshas was given last night. I'm not sure if it was posted yet, but either way, it was given last night, so hopefully it should be on sometime today.